Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on CBS News says the short-lived rebellion by a private military group shows real cracks within Russia over its war in Ukraine. A short-lived rebellion by the Wagner mercenary group over the weekend.
16 months ago, Russian forces were on the doorstep of Kyiv in Ukraine, believing they would take the capital in a matter of days and erase the country from the map as an independent country. Now, what we've seen is Russia having to defend Moscow, its capital, against mercenaries of its own making.
The Kremlin reportedly reached an agreement with the Wagner group to drop the charges against the group's leader in exchange for the group ending its rebellion. The U.S. Coast Guard is launching a formal investigation into the deadly implosion of the Titan submersible that killed all five on board near the Titanic wreckage. The investigation was announced during a news conference in Boston yesterday. Thunderstorms and failing equipment at an FAA facility created significant delays for air travelers across the U.S. East Coast last night, as Washington and New York were forced to briefly halt most incoming flights. The Federal Aviation Administration said flights have resumed from the Washington area after repairs to communications were completed, but delays continued for several New York area airports after thunderstorms had earlier forced ground stops. All planes are required to have 5G communications on board by July 1st, and because some airlines do not have the upgrades, that may affect air traffic at airports experiencing weather come the 4th of July weekend. Human remains have been found in an area where actor Julian Sands disappeared on California's Mount Baldy in January. Fontana Station deputies, along with the Sheriff's Department Emergency Operations Division, responded to the scene after hikers made the gruesome discovery on Saturday. The decedent was transported to the coroner's office pending positive identification. That should happen sometime this week. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
GOP candidates running for president this election cycle speaking to enthusiastic conservatives at an annual conference in Washington.
Former President Trump speaking at the Faith and Freedom Coalition conference in Washington, D.C., telling supporters,
every time the radical left Democrats, Marxists, communists, and fascists indict me, I consider it a great badge of courage.
Also at the event over the weekend, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who is booed by the crowd for attacking Trump.
And that is not leadership, everybody. That is a failure of leadership. And you can boo all you want.
Former Vice President and 2024 GOP presidential contender Mike Pence, also at the conference.
Here and now, men and women of the Faith and Freedom Coalition, we must choose and decide and determine that Joe Biden will never be reelected as president of the United States.
Here's your chance for a piece of music history.
$95,000, that's the starting bid for a piece of Elvis.
Lord Almighty, feel my temperature rising.
The Moments in Time memorabilia company is putting a Bible signed by Elvis Presley up for auction. was originally given to Presley as a gift from a fan and was handed around to several relatives before winding up on the auction block. Elvis signed the cover of the Bible, and a photo of himself with his mother is tucked inside. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Lance Fry, USA News.
Well, AP News has recently said that a song you're hearing from the January 6 prisoners is a whitewash of what they say happened. These prisoners who have been deprived of due process and have become political casualties of a deliberate and weaponized judicial system that no longer renders justice equally as under the law, but their own politically motivated justice. It's become obvious that our constitutional form of justice is being corrupted. And those who want to participate and support this form of justice are themselves adding to the corruption. And, as is the historical record, eventually the corruption spreads so pervasively that even those, for the moment, who seem protected become victims themselves. The brilliance of our Constitution is that it is based on fairness, justice for all, and due process. Compromise any of these foundational elements, and you've rendered our justice system corrupt and destructive. In the end, no one wins. Maybe time to send in the artificial intelligence clowns.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on, stop.
Well, happy Monday to you. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're going to be having Cindy Ducaire join us in just a moment. She's a veteran journalist, editor, and producer, along with directing The Unseen Crisis, which we're going to talk about. She's a talk show host for NTD TV. She's featured on Epic TV and also produces a number of smaller specials for the site. She's also produced and was featured in the award-winning documentary Finding Manny, which is a Holocaust documentary about her father. A survivor. And we've got to talk about that right off the bat. Hey, Cindy, good morning. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, before we talk about COVID and origins, and, you know, we can spend weeks on that, I do want to talk about your documentary about your dad as a survivor of the Holocaust. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so, you know, so my dad survived the Holocaust. He was born in Poland. You know, the family tried to outrun the Nazis and hide. Eventually, they were turned in. He was at camps, including Buchenwald, which was quite bad ones in Germany. Yeah, and he in the final days of the war, he was on one of these death trains. You know, they were trying to empty out the camps.
Oh yeah, and that's right.
He actually, his dad, who had been with him throughout the entire war, died on that train. And he and a friend decided to, they were too weak for that, but pushed out the tiny window that they were small enough to go through since they were emaciated. And they jumped off the train and survived. And
wow. How old was your dad at the time?
17.
17,
so he was a teenager throughout the war. And so he survived and... 70 years later, basically the family went back to Poland and Germany a few years ago. The whole family, my parents, 4 grown children, 2 of the grandkids, a Polish son-in-law and a film crew. And we went to Poland and Germany and we retraced, his steps during the war. And it's pretty remarkable because I can't remember if you said this or not, but it's actually a really uplifting story because my dad was always very positive. Mm. He has a very optimistic, positive attitude and very, never ever once saw himself as a victim, never. Mm. He just took, the hand that he was dealt and made the best of it. And right. It's a pretty amazing story because basically, very quickly, how it came about is at the end of the war, he ended up in this orphanage, this special, displaced person orphanage just for, that the UN had set up. And a woman who lived in this town, 60 years later, German woman, decided to try to find as many people who still were alive that had been at that orphanage. And then she collected people, she found them. She had an exhibition and a book. And it was because a story about that was in the Smithsonian magazine that the family kind of came across it. And, you know, he connected with this woman and she invited him to Germany to talk to the kids who are now at the school where this orphanage was. And that's how the whole thing came about. It's really, yeah, it's a remarkable story.
Yeah, you
remarkable
say,
man.
You use the adjective uplifting. Uplifting and Holocaust are hard to put together. That's why I
exactly.
didn't use it purposely. And but you said that. And your father still is alive today?
Unfortunately, he died about a year and a half ago.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
But on this documentary, and I'm sorry for your loss, Cindy, but what a treasure, of your father to give us a perspective of something that is so horrific that man is capable of doing. And I'm not convinced that we're beyond that capacity even today.
Yeah, and unfortunately not. So one of the main reasons we wanted to make the film was to make, you know, Never Again relevant.
Yes,
to
exactly.
Make people realize we still need to watch it. And that's why it's an interesting film, too, because it's, you know, three generations. So it really does speak to the younger generation and make it relevant. One of the things I realized, and maybe this is, you know, relevant to today as well, right, is when... You know, a lot of people, it's hard to compare the Holocaust to anything, right? Because people don't want to make that comparison. But the thing that you have to identify that's the same is the evil. It's not the number of dead bodies or, you know, exactly how things are perpetrated. But if we can recognize, you know, evil at an earlier,
yes.
at an earlier stage, then that's how we can prevent further tragedies. But if we're just, you know, blind to it, it's like, oh, you can't compare it until it's, you know, stage seven of the, you know, steps.
Yeah, right,
signs.
Exactly. No, the signs are there. That's why I say it reminds us that within our own humanity, it's certainly we have the capacity to reproduce that. And you're exactly right. For example, we see the signs. I mean, the diminishment of humanity. You know, you're referred to as less than. You are a basket of whatever you want to call it, intolerables or whatever, however you want to
deplorables.
Name it. Deplorables, right? And on and on. This rhetoric is very, very dangerous. And I got to imagine, you know, for you, especially because of your father and you're looking and you've studied this. I mean, and this is what I'm concerned because, you know, I was a Vietnam era vet. And I saw the debasement of how, you know, people were disqualified and made less than they were. You know, the Vietnamese and, you know, the enemy was reduced to gooks. And in World War II, they were Japs and all this so that, we could have some enmity toward them. Well, that's inhumane. And this was what opens the door to all kinds of evil. You're exactly right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and like I say, we have to, you know, recognize it for what it is. So, you know, one of the things, you know, you mentioned the origins of, you know, the virus. So, you know, we know what the Chinese Communist Party is capable of. You know, if you follow anything, you know, the internment camps and Uyghurs did the same thing to Falun Gong practitioners. You know, with the Wuhan, with the virus, they, you know, contained people in Wuhan, but let them fly internationally, knowing exactly what that was unleashing. Like
I characterize it as human missiles, Cindy. They sent out human missiles, you know, when they allowed that to happen.
Actually.
Yeah. And you're exactly right. What they've done, you know, to the Uyghurs. And I've also said that, you know, if you want to know what somebody will do, look what they've done. The history of the communists is quite clear. And again, we go back to, you know, looking at people as less than. You're not quite human because we've determined that. And if we've determined that, then you're worthy to be extinct.
Right. And any group can be next. That's the thing.
Exactly.
Like whoever they deem as the next group.
Right. Yeah. And that's the thing, you know, and I appreciate all the great work that you're doing as a journalist. What you're doing with your documentaries in pursuing the truth. This is what this show is all about, too, Cindy, is that we're in pursuit of the truth no matter where it leads. And on the other side of the break here, we're going to talk about the unseen crisis. By the way, I do want to remind everybody that Finding Manny, this documentary about her father, Holocaust documentary, her survivor father, is still streaming on Epic TV, right? I'll tell you, this is the first I heard about it, so forgive me, but I am, as soon as I get a chance today, I've got to get in front of that. I want to hear, because I got to imagine the wisdom of your father after all that he experienced has just got to be just so profound and precious.
It is. I really believe it is. I'd love to hear what you think of it afterwards.
Well, we will definitely stay in touch. Cindy Ducrere is with us, and our conversation continues after this.
EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Well, did you hear that story of Sammy Burko, that young teenage boy from Missouri City, Texas? He goes to a rock climbing gym where he suffers a cardiac arrest and dies. He was climbing to the top of the wall, rang the bell as he was told, and suddenly his body goes limp. Looked like he was either playing around or passed out. The people weren't sure what to make of it, but they realized he was unresponsive, and they lowered him slowly and began to administer CPR for 2 hours before telling his mom, Jennifer, he's gone. Well, Jennifer and his dad started talking to him, just telling him how much I love him. She said, sorry that we didn't know how to save him. And suddenly, as she started praying, her husband noticed that their son was moving. They called the EMTs back, and they were able to revive him. You know, sometimes it's not necessary to understand as much as it is by faith to know that no human being saved this young man, but God himself, who answered the prayers of a mother who believed and is grateful to be holding her son who was brought back to life.
Hey, we're fresh and independent. That's our pledge to you, to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Cindy Ducrere continues with us, the veteran journalist, editor, and producer. And she's directed the documentary, The Unseen Crises. Cindy, let's talk about this.
Sure.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, so the unseen crisis is actually specifically about vaccine, COVID-19 vaccine injury. So it's some people who, you know, stood forward, got the shot as they were asked to, had really, really horrible health outcomes. And often, you know, within minutes, hours, days, some people, you know, more delayed, but the first group are the super obvious ones. And despite how obvious it was, you know, the story is really about what happened to them afterwards and their inability to get treatment, to get people to believe them, to get the authorities to pay any attention, and are completely abandoned by the system that they're all told to trust, of course. And not just them, but the doctors who try to help them, you know, receive the same treatment.
Well, and Cindy, the stories abound of people who have been injured. I was just reading over the weekend, there's a young man, 28 years old, he's an athlete. And he ends up with a heart condition, and he was forced to take the vaccination, have two shots, and he knew. And as he was dying, he said, "It was the vaccine that's killing him."
Yeah,
and we hear stories time.
Stress test, right?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly it. During his stress test is when he died.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's so many of these stories. But here's the thing, like, that's the myocarditis, right? And they're
correct.
These suddenly died athletes, all of this. But they're actually recognizing myocarditis. It's actually now listed as a possibility, right? So at least they're acknowledging that. But according to the doctors in my film, 80% of the reactions are neurological. So it's this strange constellation of symptoms that emergency rooms don't know what to do with. And that's 80% of them, and this is, as of yet, unrecognized. So at least with the myocarditis, you know, it's a thing. But
yeah,
for these people, they have this strange set of symptoms, and they'll go to an emergency room, and because the doctors have not been told by the FDA and CDC, hey, this could be an issue for vaccinated people. Here are the tests to do. Look for it. Here's how to treat it. They do what they think would be a normal battery of tests. They'll give them MRIs, x-rays, blood work, this kind of thing, and they'll show up with nothing. And then these people get a diagnosis that they're crazy. They get the functional neurological disorder, which basically means it's in your head.
Right.
They get a diagnosis like that. It'll get put on their permanent record. So then when anytime they go to the emergency room, anytime they go to the doctor, they'll
pull their
record.
Exactly.
They're marked, and they're told they're crazy, and then they just get gaslit the whole time. And the sad thing about it is the NIH, it comes out in the film that one of the people I spoke with was actually flown out to the NIH with a very small group of people to be studied. So they know exactly what's going on. They figured out how to treat it. She got treatment and got better. And they promised to release. They said, don't go to the press. Don't release this. You know, let us figure out what's going on. Then we'll release it all. They never did. So people still are getting undiagnosed and untreated, and they know that early treatment gives you the best chance of recovery, and the longer it goes, the less chance there is of reversal. And there's two people in the film who are literally in wheelchairs with feeding tubes to this day only because they didn't get treatment right away.
Exactly. And that's the thing that was discovered even when COVID first came out. Early treatment was critical. Reinforcing one's immune system was critical. There were two doctors down in Imperial Valley we reported on, interviewed them. They wrote a book. They basically treated over 10,000 people with COVID, that had COVID. Nobody went to the hospital. Nobody went on a respirator. Nobody died. And for their reward of doing that, the state of California called them up to the Star Chamber in Sacramento and said, you got questions to answer here, and you better, you know, be careful because your medical license is in the balance here.
Yeah, and that's happened across the country. Most of the doctors now who are treating, so the very similar, like often it's doctors who are, you know, figured out early treatment. The same ones that started to treat long-haul COVID and then the vaccine injured. And so many of them have been, you know, lost their jobs, their licenses threatened, some of them lost their licenses. So now they're operating completely outside of the system. And part of the problem with that is that anyone who goes to them for treatment, it means their health insurance is not covered by health insurance. So now they're out of pocket, you know, tens of thousands of dollars because these doctors have been forced out of the system. So the whole thing keeps compounding, compounding, you know. You know,
exactly.
Here's an interesting thing with these vaccine injured. So the woman I described who went to the NIH, her name is Brianne Dressen, And she ended up starting an organization called React 19, which basically helps, you know, vaccine injured find each other, share information, and raises money also for the vaccine injured because, like I said, they're hugely expensive treatments and they can't pay for them. So she has dispersed, since she started her organization, $500,000. You know how much the federal government has paid out in compensation to for COVID-19 vaccine injury?
Probably zero.
Well, $8,600.
Yeah, because in this whole deal, they covered the pharmaceuticals, they covered themselves, you know, they're free of liability and basically turned the masses into lab rats.
Yeah, they're not liable. So where's the incentive structure to make sure that the vaccine really is safe and effective, right? That should be the incentive structure. You don't want a big class action lawsuit, et cetera. So, you know, maybe you can understand why, you know, this situation was set up in the first place in 1986. They were, you know, had big lawsuits and maybe couldn't keep operating. Okay, maybe you can buy that. But you've got to build in something else to make sure there's a watchdog. But meanwhile, the watchdogs here were the ones who were actually, you know, sponsoring the vaccine, the FDA and the CDC.
Well, here it is. We're sending billions overseas to a war supposedly we don't want to get involved in. I mean, it's ridiculous. And we've got people here, our citizens, who have been abused and mistreated, and they get $8,600. I mean, what did somebody just pull some, you know, a couple of pennies out of their penny loafers and said, oh, I'll make a gesture donation here?
Yeah, and they've got a 10,000 case backlog in reviewing compensation claims.
And what's the likelihood of that? Because, you know, from the get-go, you know, everybody knew that this was a one-sided deal. I mean, how did you think when you participated? I chose not to get vaccinated, Cindy. I just knew it was not. It was just me, and I warned our audience. I said, look, you do what you need to do. We brought experts on, and we had experts here. You know, I mean, you name the background and the degree, experience and everything else, and clearly coming out and saying, look, I'm not going to get vaccinated. I tell my patients not to get vaccinated. I tell my family not to get vaccinated. And that was the consistent refrain from all these medical experts. So what are you going to do? You know, it's a free country. You make your own choice, right?
Yeah, precisely. Unfortunately, I also desperately didn't want to get it. But then when my dad was dying in Canada,
the only way I
could go, I ended up getting the J&J shot so I could go to my dad.
Yeah, and there are reasons, and I understand that. And Cindy, if I was in your situation, I would have done the same thing against my own, you know, moral understanding and participation for the sake of my father. I would have done exactly the same thing as you did. Wow. Well, Cindy, how can people access this documentary and find out more information?
Yeah, it's on Epoch TV, but the easiest way to get there is just go to unseencrisis.com, and that will lead you there. If you're an Epoch Times subscriber, it's included, and if not, for just $4, you'll get the film and 4 weeks of complete access to Epoch Times, Epoch TV, including Finding Manny.
Yes,
so you get a
exactly.
Deal.
Yeah, we got to find Manny. There's no doubt about it. I'm so glad that we had a chance to be able to have you share your father's story with us. Especially here we are. I mean, with all that went on in World War II, and a 4th of July weekend coming up next weekend, I got to imagine for you and your family, freedom, liberty, all that America stands for. Has a deeper meaning for you.
It's true. It sure does.
Well, Cindy Ducrere has been with us, a veteran journalist with Epoch Times. And check out the latest documentary, The Unseen Crisis. Thank you, Cindy. Look forward to continuing the conversation. Take care.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra-smooth, ultra-powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
Heat inside us.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Launch and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half a Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on CBS News says the short-lived rebellion by a private military group shows real cracks within Russia over its war in Ukraine. A short-lived rebellion by the Wagner mercenary group over the weekend.
16 months ago, Russian forces were on the doorstep of Kyiv in Ukraine, believing they would take the capital in a matter of days and erase the country from the map as an independent country. Now, what we've seen is Russia having to defend Moscow, its capital, against mercenaries of its own making.
The Kremlin reportedly reached an agreement with the Wagner group to drop the charges against the group's leader in exchange for the group ending its rebellion. The U.S. Coast Guard is launching a formal investigation into the deadly implosion of the Titan submersible that killed all five on board near the Titanic wreckage. The investigation was announced during a news conference in Boston yesterday. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. No doubt our government is just, it is a hemorrhaging example of waste and fraud. And this is why we are committed to having Open the Books, Adam Angieski, on with regularity to remind you of how bad it is. I mean, here recently, here's a new headline. The feds find and clean up $600 billion in waste and duplication thanks to the Coburn rule. Now, we're going to do a deeper dive on that in just a moment when Adam joins us. The other thing, in fact, we were talking with Grover Norquist last week and talking about the waste and fraud, particularly the waste that was discovered. And what Adam and Open the Books discovered is that the federal agencies, this is what they admit to, okay? And you know how that goes. I mean, have you been known to receive the whole truth and nothing but the truth from our government? But even what they're willing to admit to, this is in improper payments. Are you ready for this big number? I mean, $3 trillion in improper payments since 2004. I mean, this is the travesty that is happening in our government. That's while we look at $32 trillion in debt right now. And all the fussing of priority and spending and everything. And all we hear from this government is new taxes and new spending. You know, whenever there's any suggestion of cutting things back, then, you know, the left is in a frenzy. and all hell breaks loose. And the reason that this happens is because the system is fixed. The system is rigged to produce these kind of outcomes. This is why it's never going to get solved, because it is systemic. This is what we're dealing with time and time again. And so we, the people, I guess we have to get to the end of ourselves to finally say, enough already. This is unacceptable. There is no way that this can continue. We don't run our lives this way, and our government is supposed to be an extension of ourselves. Well, no, they found a way to create their own little, club fed, as Adam has said before. Oh, it's nice and cozy for them. And meanwhile, they keep coming to us, turning us upside down, shaking out every shekel they can possibly shake out. And if that's not enough, what we're going to do is we're going to hire 87,000 IRS agents with pistolas to make sure that you're not holding back. Boy, they want to hold us accountable, but God forbid that we would hold them accountable. Adam Andrzejewski is with us now. He's the founder of OpenTheBooks.com, author of Operation Drain the Swamp. Good morning, Adam. Good to have you with us.
Great to be on the program, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Well, thanks to the Coburn rule, the feds fine and clean up $600 billion in waste and duplication. And as I was saying to the audience as we were getting connected, Adam, that's what they'll admit to. And like all things government, it seems like whenever we get reports like this, you just have this doubt and insecurity that they're not giving us the whole truth, that there's possibly more billions of dollars in waste and duplication. But this is all they want to admit to at this point.
Well, that's for sure, but it's an incredible legacy. We have to talk about it from the legendary U.S. Senator, Dr. Tom Coburn from Oklahoma. Here was a small state U.S. Senator. He could have been, a backbencher in the United States Senate, but he chose to step up and be a leader. And it was because of leadership, like inserting this amendment during the debt ceiling fight. I think it was back in 2010, where he inserted this amendment in the legislation that has now caused a $600 billion end to duplication of federal programs. And there's more there. But this is the first $600 billion down payment on the Coburn legacy.
Break down the rule for us so we understand what's going on here. Go ahead.
Well, it forces every single year the Government Accountability Office, the GAO, to report to Congress on duplicate federal programs. And look, the feds are so disorganized, they don't even know how many programs they have. They can't even count the number of federal agencies they have. So, this was very good. And so every single year since the rule was instituted, the GAO has to report to Congress, and they have to come up with solutions on how to stop the duplicate programs, merge them, combine them, and save taxpayer money. And then the legislation also mandates an ongoing calculator of the taxpayer savings. And so just last year, it was nearly $50 billion they saved by combining programs, and the total taxpayer savings over the life of this rule has been $600 billion.
Mm-hmm. So $50 billion in 1 year in savings. So when you say that, did the money come back to general accounting, or did it just kind of, it's a number we admit to, but it's too complicated to go, and it would take us too long to reclaim that money.
So it's money.
I mean, I can already anticipate the excuses. Go ahead.
Yeah, there was money that was never appropriated by Congress. So if this rule hadn't been in place, Congress would have appropriated another $600 billion. All of it would have been borrowed because there was no additional taxpayer revenue coming in.
So it's just some kind of black hole the money just kept falling into here, Adam? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, there's a lot more work to do. The waste, fraud, and duplication within the federal agencies is staggering. So look, there's a lot more federal combining of programs and end of duplication yet to go. But it's a good start. Here's what Coburn himself said about these reports. Turning this ready-made list of cuts into savings is one of the best ways Congress can regain the trust and confidence of the American people. No American, regardless of party or ideology, wants to see their taxpayer dollars fund unnecessary duplication and bloat. So that's what's being cut.
Exactly. Well, you know, I believe during the Trump administration, Open the Books, along with Trump, had discovered, because I remember clearly him making the statement, that there was there were 17 agencies. And this is in kind of a first draft approach, 17 agencies that overlap one another that nobody's talking, nobody's understanding. They just have these individual fiefdoms where there's, you know, duplication of, of objective and jobs. And, you know, I believe that the president then had cited this as a huge waste bucket that needed to be cleaned out as well. But all we did, we got the report, but no follow-up.
So I'm holding it right here. I pulled it off my shelf right now. You've got a great memory. This was fiscal year 2021, the president's budget to Congress, a budget for America's future, and he inserted a new chapter for the first time in history, stopping wasteful and unnecessary spending. And in there, it had an entire section on eliminating duplicative programs. And this was an extension of the Coburn rule. However, you know, in 2021, Republicans had lost control of Congress, and so this provision didn't go anywhere. And, you know, 30 days later, COVID hit. So basically, his entire budget was tossed out the window.
Wow. And here we are, $32 trillion and counting, and now even with this report, I mean, Adam, at some point, I don't know what it's going to take for the American people to finally realize that this is enough. I mean, $32 trillion, I mean, we're in such pernicious territory here. Just with, as you bring to the report every time you and I talk, just the interest payments alone. I mean, our interest payments are getting to the point that it's going to rival our military budget, Adam.
That's right. So let's just go through some of the programs that Trump had identified.
I'll tell you what, we've got less than a minute. Let's pause. Okay, go ahead. You have 45 seconds.
Department of Agriculture, it's elementary and secondary education programs, it's workforce programs, it's duplicative health professional training programs, it's Department of Commerce, it's Power Marketing Administration electricity transmission assets, it's the Federal Emergency Management FEMA, it's USDA Rural Business Service programs, and the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD. Look, it's across the board. There's still so much bloat to cut.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you, time to go to break. More from Adam on the other side. Stay with us right here. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement.
No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't now, maybe you should think about this. Thank God that, you know, we have people in Congress right now that are holding the left accountable, that have an interest in doing the bidding for the American people. You know, we the people, this is what it's all about. And also, Adam, I believe that because of what, you know, McCarthy has done and those on the right to want to hold this government accountable and to say, look, we're not going to sign an omnibus bill, that there's going to be an appropriations committee that is going to do its job, and we're going to address these 12, 13 appropriations that must be approved by Congress and not just, you know, give a seal of approval, you know, by proclamation, right?
Yeah, I think people are tired of the minibus omnibus, these massive spending bills. Nobody has any time to read them. So the Republicans in the House, they did something, you know, at the start of this Congress that's historic. They made a rule, 72-hour timeout, to read the bill on the final version of legislation. You even saw that on the debt ceiling. They paused 72 hours before they took their vote, so they held true to their promise. And they also passed an accompanying piece of accompanying rule in the House, and that is single-subject legislation. Now, here's the first test of that. It's going to be on the agriculture bill, the omnibus agriculture bill that is traditionally a compromise between Democrats and SNAP benefits, soft social safety net benefits, and then historically Republican pork, which has been on agriculture, on farm subsidies. They get together, they pass this big omnibus spending bill every 5 years. It's up for renewal this summer. So are they going to break that apart? Because most people don't believe elements of that bill can pass on their own. So this is going to be very interesting to watch.
Yes, exactly. Well, and the thing is, what I would also wish that they had put in that 72-hour pause is that they make sure that each one of the legislators sign a document that says, I have in fact read the bill. We're giving them 72 hours.
Senate. So in the last Congress, Rick Scott out of Florida, He introduced the resolution in the Senate that would have required every single senator to sign an affidavit that they'd actually read the legislation.
Yes.
And let me tell you, that's common sense, right? That's probably a 99.9% issue with the people. You don't vote on something unless you read it.
Exactly. However, I mean,
that went nowhere in the U.S. Senate.
Well, of course, it's not going to. They don't want accountability. I mean, we pay them. What are we paying them now? $180,000 a year, $170,000 a year, and they can't read the legislation. Well, that's your job, right?
Right.
I mean, to me, that's about the least and lowest expectation you would have of any of your elected officials. Is that, you know? Look at just. Promise me, if I'm going to vote for you, that you're going to at least read the pick and bill. Is that asking too much?
Yeah, I don't even think most of these people could understand it if they did try to read it.
Well, you know, and you're right. As much time as I spend trying to read some of this stuff, Adam, I get twisted in the logic. I mean, it's kind of like Obamacare. Remember, this was a running joke. I mean, your head would explode. You'd be lucky to get through the first five pages.
Yeah,
you know?
Obamacare in 2012, that was supposed to be paid for, if you remember, by auditing the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse of the improper and mistaken payments in Medicaid and Medicare. They actually said that they were going to – a big payment mechanism for that bill was going to be to save – it was at the time $64 billion of improper payments that they had identified within those two federal programs. Bill, it never happened. The audit never happened. And today it's two times larger. Those improper payments just last year in the Biden administration were $136 billion just in Medicaid and Medicare.
See, this just flat out lying to the American people, Adam. But you can't somehow, you know, it's abusive or it's disrespectful to call out the administration for the lies that it said. Like, look, do you want your doctor? Get to keep your doctor. We're going to pay for it in you know, these sort of ways. And this is what we're going to do. And after everything is all said and done, you know, I keep asking for the analysis of it. Remember, it all started because there was like, what was it, 30 million people, this big donut hole of people in America that didn't, you know, they didn't have health insurance. And we were going after that 30 million people. And I keep asking, okay, how did we do? Of that 30 million people, how many of those are now being served with the billions, trillions of dollars of Obamacare? How many of them are doing so? What they did is they rigged the system and they turned, you know, most of those people into Medicare, right? They just shoveled them off into Medicare or Medicaid or something.
Yeah, it's worse today than it's ever been. 100 million Americans have medical debt right now, Bill. That's a stunning number. The cost of health care has continued to climb. It's over $22,000 for an average family that they pay in health insurance premiums and out-of-pocket costs alone. And that's not even 100% of what you pay on medical care. $22,000 a year. Who has the money to pay this? And yet, you know, we've done a study of the top 20 nonprofit hospitals. They pocketed $23 billion in COVID aid. And during the pandemic, their net assets, that's after you subtract off all their liabilities, all their debt, their net assets climbed by $124 billion during the COVID pandemic. They profited big time during the pandemic.
Well, you see, part of the problem that we have in terms of healthcare, even healthcare education, okay, what are the options? I mean, I did this a long time ago with a family of four. You know, I found out early on that doctors loved cash better than dealing with insurance companies. And so I worked out cash and carry relationships with the doctors because fast cash makes for fast friends. And we cut down our health care expense dramatically. And when we went to, for an appointment, the doctor was less than $100. If you did it through insurance, it was $200. And the reason it was, Adam, is because of the system. You know, you've got all this extra, you know, medical, governmental paperwork that has to be done. Close to 40% of the cost of a patient is in dealing with insurance claims and going through that whole process. And in addition to that, doctors I don't know if you're aware, but when they file a claim on insurance, it'll take them 90, 120 days before they're paid.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, that's very, very interesting. Very.
So we went cash and carry, and then on top, then further on, then you had these insurance, these healthcare sharing ministries that came about. And then you had boutique healthcare. We interviewed several doctors that were doing this that, you know, for a flat fee of like $50 per household or per person in a household, then you could see the doctor as many times as you want. So for most of those, you know, calls or needs for dealing with a doctor, you got a cold or a little bit of a fever, you know, the minor stuff, you know, you had that to cover. You didn't need a government program. See, but, you know, we have been conditioned to think that government is the answer. And every time the government gets involved, they become the bigger problem, as Ronald Reagan said, right?
Well, in terms of health care, the latest third-party studies show that one out of every $4 is wasted or misspent on health care spending. So you have $4 trillion spent by Americans on health care every year. Mm-hmm. The latest studies show that $1 trillion of it wasn't needed.
Right.
Stunning.
Not surprising. Again, see, this is because of the system. The system promotes waste and fraud. Sadly, I mean, and that's quite the indictment. And some might say, Bill, that's a little extreme. But you see, this is what happens when you move further away from personal responsibility and liberty. You know, allow the doctors to do what they do best. Go ahead.
The COVID aid to these nonprofit hospitals really shines is a great halo example of what's going on in the healthcare industry. They pocketed $23 billion. During this period, their CEOs didn't take pay cuts during the pandemic. Mm. Some of these CEOs made between $10 million and $17 million each year during the pandemic. And their net worth soared, like I said, it went up by $124 billion just in a three-year period, before the pandemic and then after. So, look, we're calling on these top, largest nonprofit hospitals to pay the COVID aid back. Now,
exactly.
You have Mayo Clinic paid back half of theirs, and Kaiser Permanente paid back 100% of theirs. The top for-profit insurer in the country paid back $5 billion worth of their COVID aid. So these hospitals can do it. Most of them aren't, though. And I think Congress should hold hearings and haul them up in front of Congress and explain why they're holding on to their COVID aid while they quite evidently had no financial need for it in the end.
And you're exactly right. I mean, it's quite telling when you get these organizations like Kaiser paying 100%, others, you know, returning a good percentage of it. Again, logic tells you they didn't need the money. Right?
Yeah, there was no financial need for it at the end of the day. That's what the record shows. We broke down their... You know, they're nonprofits, but they make profits. They have operational gains.
Of course.
And then, obviously, their endowments, charitable gifts. I mean, look, everybody's winning in healthcare except the patient. We're all paying big time.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's at the patient's expense, including their very lives in many cases, Adam, sadly. Adam, again, great work for Open the Books. How can people be in touch?
Please come to openthebooks.com, and when you get there, you'll be hit with a pop-up. Key your email address. Go on our breaking news list. We've got some massive stories even coming out this week yet to come.
Well, can't wait. He's the founder of openthebooks.com, author of Operation Drain the Swamp. My good friend Adam Angieski has been with us. Thank you, Adam. Have a great day.
Thank you, Bill.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallace